今天要与大家继续思想亚伯兰年老的情形。
Tonight we want to continue to ponder on the Abraham's old age.
上个礼拜我们讲什么？你还记得吗
？Last week, do you remember what we talk about?
亚伯兰的仆人真的把利伯家带回来做以撒的妻子。
That Abraham's servant, truly bring Rebecca to be the wife of Isaac.
上帝真正赐福垂听他的祷告。
And truly God has blessed and heard his prayer.
上帝真正为他的主人预备了一个媳妇。
And God truly has prepared a daughter-in-law for the master.
那么在他的祷告中间
，So in his prayers,
他求主垂听。
He asked God to listen to his prayers.
求主预备。
And to prepare.
求主感动。
And to touch and move.
这个祷告完了以后呢
？After this prayer,
上帝就答应他。
And God listened to his prayer.
见到的女孩子。
And the girl that he saw,
真的照他的祷愿来帮助他。
Fully according to what he prayed and helped him.
真的愿意跟他回去。
And want to come back with him.
跟他回去以后呢
？And after returning with him,
真的以撒喜欢他。
Fully Isaac loved her.
他也甘心嫁给以撒。
And also she's willing to marry to Isaac.
圣经说，自从这一个撒拉死了以后
，And the Bible says that since after the death of Sarah,
以撒娶了利伯家，这以后他的心才得到了安慰。
After Isaac has got married to Rebecca, then his heart was comforted.
所以儿女的婚事成功了。
So the successful marriage of the son.
亚伯兰自己老了。
Abraham is old now.
现在他怎样过生活
？Then how did he go to live his life?
我们大家再一次读二十五章。
Let's once again read chapter number 25 of Genesis.
我们轮流来读。
We'll take in turn to read.
读第一章第二十五章第一节读到第十一节。
Verse 1 to 11 of Chapter
25. 亚伯兰又娶了一妻，名叫基土拉。基土拉给他生了新兰、又山、米旦、米甸、伊斯巴和苏雅。又山生了示巴和底旦，底旦的子孙是亚苏利亚族、利都是族和利乌米族。米甸的儿子是以法、以夫、哈诺、阿比大和以勒大，这都是基土拉的子孙。亚伯兰将一切所有的都给了以撒，亚伯兰把财物分给他庶出的众子，按趁着自己还在世的时候打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去。亚伯兰一生的年日是175岁。亚伯兰寿高年迈，气绝而死，归到他列祖那里。他两个儿子以撒、以斯玛利把他埋葬在麦比拉洞里，这洞在曼利前赫人梭夏的儿子以弗伦的田中，就是亚伯拉罕向赫人买的那块地。亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉都葬在那里。亚伯兰死了以后，上帝赐福给他的儿子以撒，以撒靠近比尔拉海海来居住。那我们读经就到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你赐福我们今天要传讲的信息，给我们在许多我们很难明白的事情上看见你的光照，你圣灵的引导，你与我们同在。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿门。这本圣经是神的话语。
This Bible is the word of God.
所以圣经的记载方式跟普通的小说完全不一样。
So the recording of the Bible is different from other novels.
圣经所记载的人物
，the figures that the Bible records，
活生生、实实在在经历的这些人世间所有生活琐碎事件的人物
，is living and also is very true in the recording of their life.
如果这些的人物他经过的生活是用自己的主观写下来的
，if these people were to record their own life subjectively，
就像普通的历史书里面所记载的一些人的事迹一样的话
，just like historical books recording some people in history，
那么就有很多不好的事。他们不会记载下来。
And then there will be a lot of bad things whereby they will not record it.
如果这些的事迹是他们的子孙所记下来的
，if all these things were recorded by their descendants，
他们就会弃污存清。
Then they will discuss all those bad things and keep the best.
删掉那些不要记载下来的。
And things which they do not want to record, they will not record.
因为做儿女的常常有由衷 耀族的这种选择。
Because as descendants, they have the selection to glorify their own ancestors.
所以这是人文学里面的缺点。
This is the literature of humankind, and that's a weakness.
一个人写自传的时候
，If a person would write a biography,
子孙写他祖先的传记的时候
，And the offspring would write their own ancestors' biography.
或者王宫里面写正史的时候
，Or in a palace when they write the history,
都非常主观的，非常挑剔的。拣选他们认为最好的东西才写下来。
Very subjective and very selective, they want to record the best.
所以我们在世界的文学，在世界的传记里面。
So in the literature, in the biography of the world,
我们看很少看到那些比较阴暗面、比较失败的人生的事迹。
Seldom that we see those things whereby people fail and also the dark side of it.
但是自从奥古斯丁的忏悔录以后
，But ever since the Confession of Augustine,
我们看见把自己内心里面的毛病。
We see that people record their own weaknesses in their heart,
把灵魂里面的挣扎
and the struggle within their souls,
把生活的寻求真理的过程记录下来
and the truth of the searching of the truth are all recorded.
就变成整个西方文学一个大的转变
become a turning point of the Western literature.
后来奥古斯丁的忏悔录又影响了法国卢梭的忏悔录
and later on the Confession of Augustine also influenced the French Rousseau's own confession.
卢梭的忏悔录他把小的时候怎样偷东西不诚实，所以很败坏的事情都写出来了。
Rousseau also recorded his own young age, whereby how that he steal, how the bad things happened to him.
这个叫做写实主义吗
？Is it called the
realism?
Realism.
这个叫做这个坦诚，把自己的罪过记录下来吗
？Do we very frankly record all our wrongdoings?
所以西方的文学
and the Western literature
是比东方的文学更刻画出人性真真实实的情形。
All the more is a true reflection of human nature as compared to Orientals.
我告诉你，这些的转变。
All these changes,
真正的影响的源头是圣经。
The true influence, the source of it is coming from the Bible.
圣经神不用人的主观来记载人的事情。
Because the Bible never records human things in a subjective human manner.
上帝用他自己最客观，也是他以真理的主的这个权柄来决定记载一些什么东西。
God in a very objective way from God's perspective to record all the human records.
虽然神是客观的。
Even though God is objective,
神又是主
and God also is the Lord,
又是真理的本体
also subjectivity of truth,
他照着创造的主的主权，照着真理的权威，照着客观的事实来把人的生活记载下来。
According to the sovereignty of the Creator, according also to the objectivity of the Lord, He recorded.
这就是圣经之所以是圣经的特别的情形。
And that's a special happening. Why I said the Bible is Bible.
没有任何一个以人罪性产生出来的文学作品可以跟圣经的纯洁性相提并论。
There's no single human writing that come from the fallen nature of man that can be compared as the Bible.
凡不懂这个真理的人
，and those who do not believe in this truth，
他们都常常从圣经里面为什么记载一些不堪入眼的事？不可告人的事，那认为圣经不圣，圣经不是圣洁的经。
They will say that this holy Bible is not holy because it recorded things which actually is no good compared to man's and also from man's perspective.
圣经记载了犹大跟西夫他麻犯奸淫。
And the Bible recorded this that Judah has committed adultery with a daughter-in-law.
圣经记载了以亚伯拉罕、以撒说谎话。
And also how that Abraham and Isaac lies.
圣经记载了大卫借刀杀人。
And recorded how this David killed his enemies.
圣经记载了大卫把别人的妻子占为己有，跟他犯奸淫。
And even snatched away the wife of others and committed adultery.
这些的事根本不伦不类。
All these things are not according to the human ethics.
是没有人类崇高的道德标准的记录。
It doesn't have the human high standard of normality and ethics.
连世界有崇高道德理想的人都不会把这个东西放在伟大的著作里面。
Even humankind with a high ideal of ethics will not record it in the writing.
圣经如果是上帝启示的书
，If the Bible is revealed by God，
为什么圣经的标准放在这么低呢
？How come the Bible have a standard which is so low？
这些不对的事情会记载在里面。
This thing which are wrong, how come is recorded in the Bible？
其实你就是你误会，所以你才会产生这种结论。
Actually, because you misunderstood it, and that's why you have wrong conclusion.
前几个月，香港中文大学的学生。
A few months ago, a student from Hong Kong University,
他为了赞成人的自由，尽量讲出、发挥他们要做的事情。
In order to agree that humankind should have the freedom to talk what they want to talk,
他们甚至公开讨论人跟动物发生性关系，要选哪一种动物比较适合人的性欲的要求。
And even openly discussed that if humankind would have sexual relations with animal, what kind of animal would we choose?
引起了轩然大波。
And become a great hue and row.
现在的所谓大学在道德上已经比牲畜都不如了。
Now the university, the ethic of it is worse than animals.
很多人嗤之以鼻。
A lot of people just laugh out of it.
那么他们认为你不可以轻看我要讲什么，这是言论自由。
And they say that we have freedom of speech, you cannot despise what we want to say.
这句掉落好像罗曼·罗兰所讲的话。
Then we have fallen into what the great writer says.
自由，自由。
And freedom, freedom.
有多少的罪恶是假借你的名而去行出来的？
So many things in the disguise of your name, they did it.
人用自由的美名发言，讲出他们很卑鄙、很低落、很下贱的人格的话语。
Under the disguise of liberty and freedom, they talk of a thing which is mean and low.
当大家攻击香港中文大学这些放荡派的理论的时候，
When everybody were to attack this, the liberalist of the Hong Kong University,
他们竟然用一种话语来攻击圣经，来替自己辩护。
So they defend themselves by attacking the Bible.
他说真正不道德的是圣经。
The truly unethical is the Bible.
因为圣经记载了比三级电影还更低的东西。
Because this, the Bible recorded thing which is worse than the R-rated film.
不懂的人可以被他们欺骗。
A lot of people could be cheated by them.
但是正像耶稣所说的讲，智慧的人总以智慧为事。
But the Bible says that the wise people will deem wisdom as wise.
所以有一个人辩论讲这句话。
So a person in the debate he said this.
圣经虽然记载了这些伟大的人他们错误、他们低道德的时候所犯的事情。
Even though the Bible recorded for those who are unethical in their ways of doing.
但是这些的记载从来没有变成一种教导，鼓励人做这样的事情。
But all this record never become an instruction in teaching people following the same manner.
用神圣洁的要求来批判人的堕落的实在情形。
According to the holy demand of God to critique man's fallenness.
在旧约圣经里面
，So in the Old Testament，
给我们看到许多一夫多妻的这些事例。
We see that a lot of these precedents whereby one husband but many wives.
亚伯拉罕有好多的妻子。
Abraham has many wives.
雅各有四个妻妾。
Also, Jacob also have seven wives.
所罗门有许多的嫔妃。
Solomon has many concubines.
这些东西都是神十一中间不喜欢的事情。
All these things are displeased with God.
但是圣经是个继续性的一本文学。
But the Bible is the one that recorded a narrative.
批判的话语跟历史的记载常常不同时发现。
The recorder of the Bible and the critic of it is discovered at different times.
对的，上帝的启示是逐步启示。慢慢越来越清楚地告诉我们他的心意。
Because the revelation of God is progressive in nature.
所以到了马拉基书的时候。
So when it comes to the book Malachi.
对一夫一妻的支持。
So the execution of the one wife one husband.
对多妻的批判的启示就出来了。
And the critique of the one wife and one husband and many wives appear now.
先知领受感动写下什么话呢？
The prophet when had the touching from the Holy Spirit, what type of thing that records?
上帝不是没有灵的一力。
God is not a God that without the Spirit.
可以创造出更多的女人。
That he can create many women.
但只有为人类创造一个女子。
But created only one woman for man.
这表示神是愿意我们过一个一夫一妻的生活。
Meaning that God want us actually to live a life with one husband, one wife.
我受那句话的很深的感动。
So I was so touched with that statement.
因为上帝不是因为没有灵的余力。
God is not someone without the power.
这表示神的旨意就是如此。
But such is to say is the will of God.
上帝造一个亚当，只造一个夏娃。
God only created one husband, one Adam and one Eve.
上帝造一个男人，上帝说那人妒忌不好，就为他造一个女人。
God created one male and said that it's no good for him to live alone and created for him a female.
所以摩门教的教主 Joseph Smith 有二十多个太太，是完全 违背圣经的。
Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, actually he had 26 wives.
他的继承人 Brigham Young 有45个太太，是绝对违背圣经的。
And the successor of his have 45 wives, and that's against the Bible.
Muhammad 有22个太太，是完全不是神的旨意的。
Muhammad had 22 wives, and that's according to the Bible.
但有多少人在他犯罪的时候，他是奉上帝的名而行的时候，那些不懂事理的人就被他们的权威吓死了。
A lot of people, when they sin, they say that I do according to the will of God, and so many people are frightened by this statement.
神会袒护那些犯罪的人吗？
Will God stand on the side of those who sin?
会不会这些人的功劳特别大，就给他们一个将功补过的特权吗？
Will people, because they have great merit, and God will also accommodate that?
没有这样的事情。
No such things.
神的儿子到耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
The Son of God Jesus when he come to the world,
他是至高上帝的儿子。
He is the Son of the highest.
他是创造万有的道。
He is also the Logos of the Creator.
他道成肉身，把神与人的同在变成事实的历史事件。
So when the Word incarnated, he turned the Word of God into a fact.
但是基督在世界上33年半，绝对没有享受任何的特权。
Christ Jesus upon the earth for 33 and a half years, he never enjoyed a single privilege.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
与所有的人的位分是不一样。
And he is a higher position compared to all men.
他行了35次的神迹。
And also he had performed 35 miracles.
没有一次是为他肉身的方便跟特点来做这个行
为。Not a single miracle is performed for his own physical convenience.
所以基督连自己的儿子都没有享用特权。
So Christ, the Son of God, never used a privilege for His own sick.
这样使徒先知跟圣经的伟大的圣者他们的罪都一样被记载下来。
So that the apostles, the prophets and the sages of the Bibles, their weaknesses are being recorded in the Bible.
这就是神的权威，神的客观跟神自己至高的智慧跟他的权柄所决定的事情。
And that's the authority and also the subjectivity and also the decision of God from his own sovereignty by recording the evils of man.
神是真理的本身。
Because God's subjectivity of truth.
神的道有光照的作用。
So his word illuminates.
所以上帝的道就如同一片的镜子。
And that's why the word of God is just a piece of mirror.
当我们听到的时候，就像我们来到镜子的面前。
As we listen to the word of God, as if we come in front of the mirror,
让镜子照明我们的本相。
So the mirror will reflect our true nature.
你不能因为镜子照出我的肮脏，你说这个镜子是肮脏的。
You cannot say because the mirror actually shown out my dirtiness, you say that this mirror is dirty.
相反的，
In the reverse,
把你的肮脏污秽照得越清楚的镜子本身一定是越干净。
That mirror, if it were to reflect all your filthiness, which means it's truly clean.
就因为这个镜子的本身这么干净，所以能够把你的肮脏照得那么清楚。
Because that mirror truly itself is very clean, and that's why it can reflect all your filthiness.
这就是圣经本身的本质，是所以是圣的一个真正的重点。
And that's the essence of the Bible, because it's holy, and that is the significance of it.
像你不奇怪圣经里面记载很多伟人的毛病。
So no wonder the Bible recorded a lot of shortcomings of the great people.
要不然几次说谎话。
Abraham, how many times that he lied?
是不是他的灵性不够，他故意骗人呢？
Is it because he has no good in his spirituality, and that's why he intentionally want to cheat people?
许多人骗人是因为得到更大的利益。
Many people cheat because they want to gain a higher profit.
许多人说谎话是要遮盖自己的污秽。
They lie because they want to cover their own weaknesses.
要不然完全没有利害的关系。
But Abraham is not come into this conflict.
他不过一个娶了太漂亮的太太，很惧怕因为美丽的太太大家要强奸他，对他来说变成一个生命的危机。
And just because he married a very beautiful wife, people may want to come and rape her, and that's why he comes threatening his life.
所以他的谎话不再陷害人。
So his lie is not trying to harm others.
他的谎话不再为自己争利益。
His lie is not because he's fighting for his own gain.
只不过是为了保护他美丽的太太。
But to protect his beautiful wife.
因为怕人杀他，把他的太太娶走。
He's afraid people will kill him and then snatch away the wife.
要不然说这不是我的太太，是我的妹妹。
And then he said this is not my wife, my sister actually.
原来呢，那个时候有这个同父异母的这个婚姻。
But actually, at that time, there's marriages between the half brothers and sisters.
所以亚伯拉罕所讲的话不是绝对的谎话，是实实在在 因为他的太太是他同父异母的妹妹。
So what actually Abraham say according to his wife is not a true lie or total lie because she actually is half the sister.
是这样的谎话。
And this kind of lies.
不过是告诉我们人软弱的时候，人的灵性没有办法承担危机对自己的威胁。
But only to say that when we are weak, our spirituality cannot actually come out to shoulder all this danger.
当孩子惧怕父母亲的刑罚的时候，他越惧怕，也可能变成讲谎话的。
So as the children is afraid of a judgment that come from the father, they may lie.
这是邪恶的罪恶吗？
This is isn't that true evil?
不是的。
No.
所以到了十条诫命的第九条的时候。
So when it comes to the ten commandment to the ninth of it,
上帝对摩西讲，你对他们说，不可做假见证，陷害人。
And then this God commanded Moses tell the people to not bear false witness to harm people.
假见证就是假见证。
False witness are for witness.
但是陷害人的假见证跟保护自己的假见证程度是不一样的。
But the false witness that try to harm others and false these witnesses trying to protect yourself is different.
要诬告杀害人的假见证跟要保护要救人的假见证是不一样的。
When you try actually to entrap people with lies and also as you want to protect yourself, the two kinds of lies are different.
所以第九条的诫命把动机也放在里面了。
So the ninth commandment included in it the motive.
我们今天讲了这一大堆话了以后，
all these things that we have said,
我们再来看亚伯拉罕年老的情形。
Then we come to see Abraham as old age.
亚伯拉罕妻子死的时候，他是138岁。
At a time when his wife,
137岁,
as wife died, Abraham was 137 years old.
那么撒拉离开世界以后,
Sarah after she died,
他又孤孤单单过另外38年的官夫的生活。
So he still have to live another 38 years of lonely single life.
所以娶年轻的太太不保证你一直到老有伴侣。
So if you were to marry a young wife, it doesn't ensure that when you're old, you would have your wife with you.
多数的男人寿命是比女人更少五岁。
Many of these men will live 5 years shorter than the wife.
所以亚伯兰娶了比自己年轻十岁的太太。
So Abraham got married to a wife who is 10 years younger than himself.
应当呢是呢他的太太至少要做寡妇15年。
We could actually say that the wife could be a widow for 15 years.
但是事情刚好不是如此。
But the truth is the reverse.
所以相反的，比他年轻的太太先死，他还要孤孤单单做官夫38年。
The young wife died first, and then he got to live as a widower for 37 years.
女人单独生活比男人单独生活是更懂得守规矩、更干净、更卫生，也是更勤劳的。
For the female to live a widow life as compared to men to live a widow's life, they are more clean actually.
你看有很多的家庭，丈夫死了，太太有条不紊处理一切的事情，好像没有人搅扰，更好好做事情一样。
You can see that many of these household or family whereby the husband die and then the wife could manage the family well.
其实事情是如此。
Such is the fact.
很多人结婚了，发现丈夫很啰嗦，很麻烦。
A lot of people after getting married, they find that the husband is very long-winded.
而且越老越固执，越难应付。
And the older they are, the more stubborn they are.
但是已经立约跟他结婚，特别是基督徒在上帝面前立了约，不敢乱来。
Because as even the Christian, when made a covenant before God, you dare not take your own step.
但等丈夫死了，他有一点松了一口气的感觉。
So after the husband passed away, as if they are released.
但是他又不敢口里说感谢主，他走了。
But from the lip, they cannot say that I praise God because he's gone.
所以他就静静地承受他的人生责任。
So very quietly, they take up their own responsibility of life.
相反的。太太死了，很多男人都过了不像样的生活。
But on the reverse, if a wife were to die, then the husband will lead a very loose life.
衣不不洗，屋子不打干燥，不打扫，洗澡也很难度。
You see that even the household is not well taken off, it's dirty, they don't even take their own bath.
所以呢，圣经说呢，
So the Bible says,
亚伯兰老的时候，
At the time when Abraham is old,
又娶了一个老婆。
He married another wife.
这老了还要娶老婆吗？
Oh, and still getting married.
老了怎么这样好色呢？
Getting already old, how come he still love this female?
需要女人做什么呢？
And what for with the wife?
反正老人家是越来脾气越硬的。
Because as you get old, you're more obstinate.
我大概对你们讲过了。
I've already told you before.
当一个老人越来越硬，越来越定，越来越以为自己什么都对的时候，他就变成有一点表演自己是上帝不会错的那种不可一世的神
情。Because as a person get old, they become more obstinate and they play God.
所以当他说我是不会错的，我像上帝一样。上帝就说除了我以外不可以有别的上帝，就给他死掉。
Then he said that I will never go wrong, I'm just like God. And God will say no, I'm the only one who will not go wrong and let him die now.
人会死也感谢主。
So man would die also, we must give thanks to God.
就结束了你可以变成神的这种试探。
Because that will end the temptation whereby you want to play God.
如果上帝看你脾气也好，也不做上帝，那么让你再活几十年，那你就知道亚伯兰的困难了。
If you were to have good temper and God said let you live a few more decades andyou will fall into the same difficulty as compared to Abraham.
所以当以撒娶了老婆以后，
so when Isaac got his wife,
要不然就看见家里男男女女这个孩子跟媳妇出来出去，你有我没有怎么办呢？
And he would see that even the son and the in-laws are, you know, living together and say, you have, I don't have, what to do now?
所以他想我也娶一个老伴吧。
He said, I will get an old partner.
老的跟老的也不错吧。
And the old married the old is good.
其实事实证明很多老人家宁可不结婚好过又再来一次嘛。
But the fact was to prove that the old man better don't get married, rather to invite their own trouble by getting married.
有一个年纪大的人，
there's an old person,
丈夫已经死了，
and the husband has died.
我们盼望给他介绍另外一个太太死了的老人。
So we want to match make for her and with an old man whereby the wife has died.
想不到他怎么回答呢？
You know how that you answer?
我受苦这么久了，刚走掉，你要再把爹的苦放在我身上。
I already suffered for such a long time and just got released, and then you're going to get married again.
所以呢，一个人是不是好丈夫，就看你死了太太什么感觉，就是。
A person whether is a good husband or not, you want to see how this wife will feel after he passed away.
那么好太太
，a good wife，
可能是年老做官夫的丈夫很想再娶一个，因为太太很好吗
？And maybe because the widow want to get married because the wife's good.
坏太太
，and a bad wife，
就是这个老人说感谢主已经解脱了。
And the old husband would say that I'm glad because I'm now liberated.
所以莎拉一定是很好的太太。
So Sarah must be a good wife.
莎拉死了以后呢？
So after Sarah passed away,
亚伯兰想念这种温暖，这种女人对他的服侍。
Abraham tried to recollect the gentleness, the services that come from a good wife.
所以他再娶一个。
So he got married again.
那我告诉你啊。
So I tell you,
你以为第一个很好，第二个也很好。你可能正在做梦。
If you were to think the first one is good and the second one must be good also, you must be dreaming.
如果曾经有一个很好的死了，你就保留那个印象，不必娶也不要紧啊。
If you had had a good wife before, just keep a good memory and sweet memory and just stay alone.
但是每一个人单身的功夫程度不一样的。
You know, everybody will live the different degree in singlehoodness.
所以有的人受得了，有的人受不了。
Some can bear it, some cannot bear it.
有的人几乎没有一个女人跟他在一起，他就很难过日子。
And there are people whereby without women they cannot live their life.
老的时候不一定是为了性的需要。
So as you get old, you may not get married because of sexual desire.
是为了为个以为个之间的交谈、做朋友、做伴的那个需要。
It could be because of the need of companionship.
所以你不要怪老人在娶妻。
So don't blame about those people getting married again when they're old.
不要怪官夫要人做媒。
And also do not get complain because the widow want to be matchmaker.
他们在那个年龄里面的需要是你这个年龄只会批评而不懂的人没有办法了解。
Because at that age, the need is something we as young people can criticize but do not understand.
所以圣经就记载了亚伯兰老的时候再娶一个老婆。
So the Bible recorded that as Abraham got old, he got married.
会不会娶到新的老婆？那天晚上，莎拉来给他做梦，把他大骂一顿呢？
Was that or that night when he got married to a new wife, Sarah appeared in the dream and scolded him?
是很多人很怕第一个太太不能谅解的事情。
And this is something where people do not are afraid that the wife will not understand.
我不知道你们每一个人的婚姻观是怎么样。
I don't know how is the concept of marriages.
在印尼的 Surabaya 有一对夫妇。
In Indonesia, there's a couple in Surabaya.
因为他跟我们很熟。
Because they are so close with us.
所以这个太太已经开口四次对我说：“你为我祷告，给我如果死了，我丈夫不可以再娶。”
And you pray for me four times that he mentioned when I pass away that my husband will not remarry.
我说再娶你也不知道。
I said even if you get married you wouldn't know.
他说无论知道不知道我就是不要他再娶。
No matter know or do not know, I don't want him to get married again.
他永远是我的。
Forever he's mine.
生前是我的死了还是我的。
Living is mine when I'm dead still mine.
我说你何必要这么自私呢
?How come, why you want to be so selfish?
如果你已经不能照顾他老的时候别人帮你照顾你不谢谢那第二个的吗
?If you cannot take care of your husband when the old people can take care on your behalf, then why don't you give thanks to her?
他说哪里可以还要谢谢他他抢了我的丈夫。
No, how can I thank her because he has taken away my husband?
我说什么时候他抢你丈夫
?So when and where did he take away your husband?
很多女人她的丈夫给别人有关系她说那个女人抢了她的丈夫。
A lot of this woman, when the husband had an affair, they would say that that woman take away my husband.
我小的时候我的妈妈就对我说
When I was as a kid, my mother told me,
这个女人抢了别人的丈夫。
And this woman had actually taken people's husband.
我莫名其妙。
I was a few wondering.
这个女人个子小巧那个丈夫很大。
It's a small size of this lady and that man is a big size.
我说她哪里有力量把人家丈夫抢过来这么大。
How can she be strong enough to take away people's husband?
她说那种抢你不懂我就没有话讲。
That type of picking is different. You don't understand. I cannot talk to you.
但我结婚了以后。
But after I got married,
我对我太太说
I told my wife,
如果有一天我死了
If one day I were to die,
如果你感到需要
If you feel the need,
你应当再嫁
You must remarry.
因为你那个时候还有你的前途
Because at that time you still have one future.
我的时间过了
My time has passed.
我的责任完了
I've done my responsibility.
我在人世间的日子已经结束了
I've ended my life in the world.
你有权柄决定你的前途
So you have the right to decide your future.
那么当我们年纪越来越大的时候
So when you get older,
我们都会好好思想这些问题
We'll think about all these things.
很多人就是永远要霸占别个人
But a lot of people just want to possess people.
Sarah 已经死了
Sarah has died.
这个以撒已经结婚了
Isaac has got married
亚伯拉罕孤孤单单看镜子
Abraham alone he looked at the mirror
剩下我一个人
I'm alone now
后来他从窗口看出去
And then he looked out from the window
看见一个女的
Saw a woman
也不错
Not bad
所以他就接近她
So get close to her
跟她谈话
And talk to her
我告诉你你不要以为老人不会谈恋爱的
Don't think that this old man cannot have courtship.
老人谈恋爱很有经验的。
If they are involved in courtship, they are very experienced.
他已经知道怎么讲话会产生吵架，要不吵架要讲什么话，他都知道。
He knows what manner will cause argument, what manner will not cause argument.
他也知道几十年的经验，女人比较听的话是 F 调或者 B flat.
And for decades of experience, he knows that women like F or G. G.
所以老人也会谈恋爱的。
So the old also now have to be involved in courtship.
老人也会妒忌的。
And they also get jealous.
有一次我看见香港的报纸，我吓到。魂不附体到今天还消灭完
There was one time when I read the Hong Kong paper I was so caught astonished
他说呢香港有一个老人院
He said Hong Kong there is an old folks home
住了几十个老人
And they have tens of old folks there
有一个最奇怪的老人
And one very strange old man
天天对着一个照片讲话
And every day he stared at a picture and then talked to the picture
那个照片根本不是他已经死了的太太
And that picture is not the wife who has passed away
也不是他认识的亲人
And not also the relative that he knows
是一个他认为最漂亮的电影明星
But rather from star whom that he deemed as the most beautiful
所以他心里面就把那个电影明星的照片当作他的新老婆来看待
So in his mind he deemed that from star as his wife
虽然没有办法有肉体的接触
Even though cannot have physical relationship
可能有心灵的安慰
Maybe there's a spiritual comfort
他叫人家把那个电影明星的照片用很贵的框把它框起来
and frame with a very expensive frame
然后天天就对着照片谈情说爱
then every day he look at the pictures and also he talks love
但是他能讲对方不能答
but he can talk the one cannot respond
他就自己假对方的声音自己答然后很满足
so he disguised the other person and answered the question
我不盼望你爸爸变成这样
I do not hope that your father will turn to such a manner
如果有一天变成这样你不要怪他
If one day your father would behave like that, don't feel strange.
历史上有这样的例子。
Because such the examples in the history.
我有一天他回来要跟他的这个相片爱人谈恋爱的时候。
So if one day he would come back and want to courtship with this picture firm star.
发现这个镜框不见了。
find that this this friend has gone away,
紧张得不得了,
had lost, he was so tense.
把他当作真正爱人被人家抢去,
because he deemed that this is a true love and people had taken away.
非常痛苦, 单恋思想, 结果慢慢就不吃不能睡,
so he feel very, very sad, and also because of that, he couldn't eat anymore.
感到人, 做人很没有意思,
and find there's no meaning in life.
后来他发现原来这个照片被 对面的一个房间另外一个老人偷掉了。
So he discovered that this picture actually was stolen away by another person that's opposite.
你知道发生什么事吗?
You know what happened?
他就跟他争吵。
He quarreled with him.
争吵到一半的时候,
halfway,
把刀拿起来就把那个老人杀死。
Take a wife and kill that old man.
你为什么把我的爱人抢去?
Why is that you take away my lover?
这种是悲剧中的悲剧。
This is the tragedy of tragedy.
我亲耳听见一个教会里面, 后面有一个房间给一个老人住。
I heard with our own ears that behind the church there's a room stayed by old man.
那么这个老人早就没有老婆了。
And this old man had become a widow a long time ago.
因为他几十年单身。
But because he lived as a single for many years.
我因为那个时候做传道, 到那个教会实习。
Because I was a preacher at that time, I do my practicum in that church.
教会把我安排他隔壁那个房间中间一道很高的墙。
So the church arranged for me to stay just beside him with a very tall wall.
晚上他大喊大叫的时候，我都听进去。
And night he will cry very loudly, I heard every single word of it.
他以为他讲话没有人听见。
He thought that he spoke and nobody listened.
原来我每一个字都听进去。
Actually, I heard every single word of it.
那天早上是教会几十周年的纪念。
And that morning was the anniversary of the church.
几十个诗班的团员在唱诗。
So there was this choir who were practicing.
有人在指挥。
Some were conducting.
那么前面三排都是女的。
And for the first three rows are all females.
后面两排是男的。
And for the back two rows are men.
很好听的诗歌。
A very good choir.
那么这个50周年的聚会完了，大家回家了。
So after this 50th anniversary ended, people went back.
三更半夜的时候。
And in the middle of the night,
这个老人家就自己讲话了。
And this old man talked to himself.
这样多女的，为什么不给我一个？
So many ladies, why don't give me one?
一个就可以了，不必太多。
Good enough to have one, don't have too many.
我只需要一个。
I only need one.
哎呀，这些诗班这么美丽。
This choir member are so beautiful.
个个这么年轻。
Everybody is so young.
穿着白衣服像天使一样。
And wear the white robe just like angels.
一个给我就够了。
Just give me one, it's good enough.
也不必让我选随便一个，只要一个给我。
Anyone will do.
我来抱抱她。
I will just embrace her.
我来亲亲她。
I will just come close to her.
做我的老婆。
Become my wife.
我就死得很甘愿。
I die willingly.
那老人家呢？
Oh man.
三更半夜讲这种话,
in the middle of night, he said this.
他从来没有想到隔壁有个年轻的传道人听见, 后来在新加坡讲出来。
He never thought a young man would heard it, and then later on spoke it out in Singapore.
但是这是人啊,
but that's man.
你不要以为老人家都很尊严的。
Don't feel that all women, all men are very dignified.
你以为老人家都是很严肃, 都是很有道貌岸然, 礼教的这种精神。
You find that all men will be well behaved.
他不过是一个人老一点罢了。
He's just a human kind. I'm a bit older, that's it.
所以我一个教授从 New Zealand 来的。
I have a professor who come from New Zealand.
他说, Stephen, do you know what is an old man?
He said, Stephen, 你知道老人什么样的吗?
我说, I've never been old, I do not know.
我还没有老过，我不知道。
他说, an old man is only a grown-up baby.
一个老人只不过是个成长的婴孩而已。
时间把他弄成这么老罢了。
The time make him to be old.
他里面还有像婴孩的心理。
And his heart, there is the babiness.
有一次一个baby给他的公公抱。
There was one, a baby carried by the grandfather.
他就公公公，为什么你这边有面线？
Hey, grandfather, how come you have mee sua here?
就呼吸一大堆。 他就拉拉公公的面。
And just pull it.
他说公公公公你怎么这么老？
He said, grandfather, how come you are so old?
你怎么会这么老？
How come you come so old?
这个公公的解答问题没有想到这么难的问题出来。
So this grandfather had not thought of such a difficult question posed to him.
他说孙儿啊，孙儿啊。
He said, my grandson.
我从前跟你一样，这里没有面线。
In the past, I was like you, I don't have a beard.
我从前跟你一样，就是baby。
In the past, I'm like you, I'm a baby.
那为什么会这么老呢？
How come you get so old?
我也不知道。
I don't know.
我只知道这个嘴巴需要吃东西。
I only know that this mouth got to eat.
所以我从小就把东西放在这个嘴。
So when I was young, I put a lot of things inside.
一直给他，后来他自己变成这么老。
And eat and eat and turn to be old.
所以以后你也会像我这么老。
So in the future, you will like me old.
An old man is merely a grown up baby.
一个老人只不过已经成长的婴孩而已。
所以年轻人。
So young people.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
你要敬重老人。
You must honor the old.
你要尊重老人。
You must respect the old.
不要撕破老人的面皮。
Do not tear their face.
老人的面皮给你撕破。 他可能表现豺狼的个性给你看。
The old when their face are torn, they turn to be wolves.
你那个时候说这个老人不像样。
Then they say that this old man is an old man.
他要告诉你，我本来就不像样的。
He will tell you that I'm actually like this.
因为要学很多文化，变成比较像样。
But because I learn from many cultures, I'm cultivated to be like this.
你先把我的样子拉掉，我就变成不像样。
So you pull all my images, I'm not like a good image now.
人性就不过是如此。
And such a human heart.
有个年轻人对我说。
There was a young man who told me.
自从我妈妈死了。
Ever since my mother died,
我越来越看不起我爸爸。
And many people despise my father.
原来他讲话变得很粗。
Actually, he comes so crude in his words.
他衣服脏了都不洗。
He never washes his clothing.
好几天才洗一次澡。
And many days only he take a bath.
袜子也不要换。
And never change socks.
我就像什么样子？ And
he doesn't like anybody.
他不过是一个老人。
He's just an old man.
老人不过是一个人。
An old man is just like a man.
是一个有很多限制的人。
And many with many limitations.
我上个礼拜对你说。
Last week I told you.
我剪指甲，脚指甲用了七分钟才剪几个指甲。
As I cut my nails, I took 7 minutes.
我发现我的脚为什么这么长
？How come it's so long?
原来不是脚长，是弯身体的时候已经没有力弯了。
Actually, it's not the leg is long because I cannot bend my waist.
骨头都硬了。
And it's so stiff.
你要孝敬老人。
So you must honor the old.
了解老人。
Understand the old.
不要因为老人比较啰嗦就讨厌他。
Do not because they are a bit long-winded you want to discuss
them. 不要因为老人家比较有味道你就恨他。
And because they have a good taste you want to hate them.
我告诉你，如果你不尊重老人。
If you do not honor the old.
上帝也会给你很老很老的。
God will leave you live a long age.
给你很臭很臭的。
So you are very smelly too.
让更多的人来讨厌你。
So a lot of people get displeased with you.
那时候你要悔改已经来不及了。
At that time, no time for you to repent.
更多需要悔改的人在瞪着你了。
And a lot of people who need to be repenting will stare at you.
所以有一次，有个牧师，他的妻子死了。
There was once a pastor, the wife passed away.
那么他很想再结婚。
So he wanted to get married.
但是他的孩子一点也不原谅他。
But the son did not forgive him.
所以我那个时候自告奋勇。
So at that time I briefed myself.
把他的三个孩子叫来。
And I called the three sons.
对他们讲。
Told them.
你们要了解你爸爸。
You must understand your father.
因为你妈妈没有了。
Because your mother has passed away.
没有人会照顾你爸爸。
Nobody will take care of the father.
你们都不懂照顾年纪大的人。
You do not know how to take the old.
所以上帝要替你爸爸预备个太太。
God wants to prepare for you a wife for your father.
那你同意吗？
Do you agree?
你们许可吗？
Do you agree?
他们就皱着眉头。
They frowned.
嘴巴翘翘的。
And they found it.
我们不喜欢有新妈妈，因为新妈妈根本不是妈妈。
We don't have a new mother because new mother are not mothers.
那么我说，那么你真的妈妈跑回来，你敢见她吗
？I said, if your true mother were to come back, would you take her?
你已经吓死了，对不对
？You'll be so frightened to death.
所以你要预备心
，prepare your heart.
预备心，让你的爸爸再娶。
Prepare your heart for your father to get married.
我就办命令了。
So I give an instruction.
那么这个孩子都很尊重我。
So this son respected me.
他们吓了一跳，连唐牧师都同意啊。
He said even Pastor Tom agree with this.
一定有道理在里面的。
Oh, there's a reason.
所以他们就嘴巴不再翘了。
So they no more get angry.
那么如果爸爸再娶的话
，If father would get married again,
他会不会爱我们
？Would he still love us?
他们因为听过 Hansel and Gretel 的故事。
Because they have heard all these bad stories.
就是想了乱七八糟的事情。
So they have many bad thinking.
我说你祷告。
I say you pray.
就给你预备一个好的第二个妈妈。
God will prepare for you a good second mother.
就慢慢慢慢，他就软下来了。
So slowly they soften themselves.
那当牧师以后他进来，我要叫他什么
？Reverend Tom, if later on they would come to my house, what would I call her?
你要叫她妈妈
？Call her mother.
她说根本不是啊。
She's not.
我怎么叫别的女人妈妈
？Can I call another woman mother?
我叫了毛菇会站起来的。
Because my hair was stand.
我第一次叫我幼母妈妈就成个毛菇站起来。
The first time even I call my mother-in-law mother, my hair all stands.
为了要娶她，一定要叫妈妈。
But because to get married to my wife, I got to call her.
我讲一个妈，心里说哪里是
？I say mom, and then it's not. I say
讲第二个妈根本不是。
And then the second mom, I say it's actually not.
这做人就是这样学习。
That is the way you learn.
我们都在做人的过程中。
We are in the process of behaving as a man.
圣经记载这个事的。
The Bible recorded this.
亚伯拉罕再娶。
Abraham remarried.
娶一个女人叫做基图拉。
And also marry a wife called Ketula.
是基本的图拉。
And Ketula.
他很基本需要一个女人。
And because basically he need a wife.
不一定为了性的需要。
Not because of the sexual need.
为了人需要交通。
But because they need fellowship man.
但你不一定需要，这个女人可能需要性啊。
And of course he may not need, but this woman may need.
所以这问题越讲就越复杂了。
And it will be more and more complex.
结果呢？
So finally,
亚伯拉罕呢
Abraham
跟撒拉在一起
when he was with Sarah,
几十年生不出一个孩子
for decades he cannot bear a son,
到九十九岁才听见上帝应许明年这个时候我要把以撒赐给你
until 99 he heard God's promise next year I'll give you Isaac
这样难生育的亚伯拉罕
such difficult to bear a son with Abraham
等到八十九岁才怀孕的撒拉
at the age of 89 this Sarah was conceived
好辛苦过了一百年才做爸爸第一次
so only at the age of 100 first time he became a father
真正跟自己所爱的人生一个孩子
and truly bear a son with the one that he truly loved
现在已经老了吗
but now old already
所以娶基图拉的时候
when he get married to Keturah
奇怪了
Strange enough,
亚伯拉罕娶了一个妻子。
The Bible says that he took a wife.
名叫基图拉。
Name is Keturah.
基图拉给他生了新兰、又山、米丹、米甸、伊斯巴和苏亚。哇
！Give another six sons.
是五年一年一个来呢。
One by one, up year after year.
或者一来就五胞胎呢
？And maybe with five that these are twins.
我不知道。
I don't know.
或者亚伯拉罕看镜子。自己不认识我是谁啊
And he may have looked in the mirror and do not know who he is.
跟撒拉搞一生才一个。
And with Sarah, he got one, married for a whole life, only one son.
这一起就连出吧，啪啪啪啪啪出来了。
But married to this Keturah and so many sons come.
生命就充满莫名其妙的变数。
And a lot of this change uncertainty in life now.
你的身体里面很多莫名其妙的化学因素。
And a lot of this chemical reaction in the body.
你根本不明白的。
You don't understand.
就这样了。
Such is the man.
亚伯拉罕年老的时候。
At a time when Abraham was old,
生了很多的孩子
and bore many sons.
现在来到一个很重要的问题了
Now coming to a very important question.
有了一个以撒
with one Isaac,
有一个以实玛利
and Ishmael and her son,
已经搞不定了
already so much trouble at home.
再加上五个搞不定的东西出来了
and another five troublemakers coming to the home.
那怎么办呢
What to do now?
所以老人家需要特别的智慧
So the old needs special wisdom.
为什么呢
Why?
因为每一个孩子生出来
Because every son when they come to the world
都会要你给他一份产业
would want a share of their property.
但是神应许的就是以撒。
But God has promised Isaac.
除了撒拉生的别的都不能算你的儿子。
Other than he who come from Sarah all will not be called actually your son.
撒拉跟亚伯拉罕所建立的关系是要成立一个新的国度新的民族新的历史的开始。
The Sarah who have a new relationship with Abraham and will come a beginning of a new age, a new nation, a new tribe, a new covenant.
所以怎么办呢?
So what to do now?
亚伯兰把他一切所有的都给了以撒。
So with all that he had, Abraham give all to Isaac.
所以亚伯兰年老的时候，心灵的深处还是敬畏上帝。
So when he was old, Abraham deep in his spirit, he still honored God.
他的心是照着上帝的命令才顺从的。
His mind do according to the instruction of God.
那么其他的呢
？For others,
他也给他们一些什么东西，我不知道。
He give them some, I don't know what.
他就把他们打发走了。
And then send them off.
他把财物分给他庶出的众子
But for the, properties he gave to this sons
他一切所有的都给了以撒
But for all that he had possessed he gave to Isaac
那为什么还有一些的财物呢
How come there are still some other properties
所以我相信这里面可能有一个可能性
I believe that in it there must be a possibility
就是他跟撒拉在的时候所赚的所有的东西就归给撒拉的孩子
That when they were still alive, when Sarah was still alive, the thing that they make all were given to Isaac.
撒拉死了以后
After Sarah died,
再得到了一些东西才分给别的孩子
And the thing that he got acquired at that time, he gave it to other sons.
现在我们要谈到分家产的智慧问题
So now we're going to talk about the wisdom of giving properties away.
布道团的副团长是林旺杰博士，世界著名的智慧
And the associate president of STEMI is Dr. Yaya Ling.
当他的妻子最后发现有骨癌传染到全身的时候
So when the wife found that she had the bone cancer that was spread to the whole body
两夫妇就很实在的讨论了我死了你会不会再娶的问题
And the husband and wife truly discussed after I pass away would you get married
那我的两个儿子产业的问题怎么样处理
And what about the property that inheritance that has to come to my two sons
如果你再娶的有生了新的孩子要怎样处理他们
If you were to get married and then the new children how are you going to deal with the properties
所以这个做母亲的 这个女人，
这的马德，
他就为了一生跟林旺杰结婚生了的孩子，他们用还没有离开之间就全心全力好好思想怎样尽他的力量做了最好的母亲，最好的妻子。
So before she passed away, she did herself to be the best mother and the best wife, how to arrange for this inheritance after she passed away for the two sons.
所以她还没有死以前，
So before she died,
所有已经得到的产业，
all the property they have gained,
全部放在两个孩子的户口里面，
and we were all to put in account of the two sons.
然后这个女的才离开世界，
and then this wife then died.
那么你再活下去，
So if you were to live on,
你有收入，
if you have any income,
你有结婚，
if you get married,
你有生孩子，
and you bear children,
那你有你的自由，
you have your freedom.
因为我这几十年跟你在一起，
because for these decades I've been living with you,
相夫教子，
and we, I teach why I bring up the children,
一同奋斗，
and we struggle together,
我所得到的应当分给我的孩子，
what that I get should be given to my own children.
上帝给他们很智慧的安排，
God give them a very wise arrangement.
那我那时候又很担心。
At that time, I was worried.
因为布道团在美国的账簿啦，很多的事情、税务局的要求，都这个师母做的半死半活。
Because for all the, these are financial accounts and also coming from the income tax, all these accounts is arranged and also made by this wife.
美国政府像新加坡政府一样很严格的。
And the American government, like Singapore, very strict.
我们的钱不多。
We don't have much money.
而且是常常有。需要布道会的时候要寄一些钱过去。
And many times when the evangelist crusade, we will send money out.
全部就这个师母在她丈夫忙碌的时候一手替她做。
It is this wife at the time when her husband is busy, she did all the accounting.
这样布道团可以节省请一个人的钱。
So that the family can save because they don't have to employ an accountant.
我顺便讲，布道团在美国的动力杂志决定少爷有停刊了。
And the Momentum publication in America will stop it in December.
为了两千份。
Because of 2,000 copies on the print.
一年的印费要一万多美金。
We got to spend $10,000 a year.
而且寄费要一万两千美金。
And also even the postage will cost us that much.
编辑要八千美金。
The editorial will cost about 8,000.
美国的费用太大了。
Such a big involvement.
比新加坡贵很多。
And more expensive than Singapore.
比印尼贵更多。
And also more compared to Indonesia.
为了一份动力杂志，每年布道团在美国要花三万多美金。
And just because of Momentum publication, we got to spend $30,000 in the States.
所以上个月我们开会的时候。
So last month when we have a meeting.
我们决定化成电邮，化成这个在电。这个电脑里面的动力杂志。
We say that we have electronic publication.
那感谢上帝。
Praise God.
林旺杰师母死了以后。
And after the passing away of the wife of Yaya Ling.
主啊，你替他预备一个好的。
Lord, you prepare for him a good wife.
至少不要妨碍以后布道的工作。
At least will not hinder Stanley's later work.
神听我们的祷告。
God listened to our prayers.
所以他再娶的师母也很好。
So when he got married, the wife was a good wife.
接下来我要对你说。
What I want to say is,
我们怎样智慧分财产给孩子。
How do we deal with inheritance wisely?
如果我们的孩子长大了。
If our children were grown up,
没有赚钱的基础。
Do not have a skill to make a livelihood.
没有一技之长。
And do not have a skill with them.
只有靠着父母的遗产。
And would rely on the inheritance coming from the parents.
我告诉你，你给他一座金山，几年里面都会用完的。
Even with a gold mine, you will give to them, they will finish it.
所以真正的产业是奋斗意志，真正的信仰，真正的道德，真正勤奋，真正的斗志。才是真正的产业。
The true inheritance is a true spirit of struggle and also with a good spirituality.
金银传下去都会用完的。
Silver or gold will finish one day.
奋斗的意志使他一生一世不会穷的。
But with the will of struggling for the whole life, who struggle for themselves will not exhaust it.
我三岁没有父亲。
I was often at the age of three.
我的母亲对我们说。
My mother told us.
人可以穷，志气不可穷。
You can be poor but not with your mind.
袋子可以空空，理想不可以空。
You can be empty with a pocket but not with ambition.
我告诉你，我什么时候才拿到遗产呢？
You know, when did I get my inheritance?
我到59岁的时候才拿到遗产。
At the age of 59.
多少钱呢？
How much?
你听了都吓了一跳。
You feel astonished.
一共是一万多美金，就是这样。
About $10,000.
等了几十年拿到一点点钱。
Waited for so many years, I got this much.
就一下子就没有了。
In a short while, we all be spent.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我把那先生在帮助很多人，我自己差不多没有用。
With that money, I help people.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我可以用努力做工领得到的钱来再做主的工作。
Because I can work diligently and I make money and I do more God's ministry.
我可以告诉你啊
，I can tell you，
我这几年里面
，for these years，
领受的差不多都没用在自己身上。
What I receive, I've never used on my own self.
我正在预备一个博物馆
，I'm preparing a museum，
正在做一个音乐厅
，preparing a music concert hall，
都放在里面。
And all the money is there.
我的钱不多
，so my money are not much.
我现在已经不大想自己的事情。
I do not think about own things.
那么我的儿女呢？
All of our children.
我也叫他们对他们说
I told them.
我不会把什么东西遗产给你的
I will not give anything to you as inheritance.
我要你传授我所有的信仰
But the faith I have, I'll give to you.
你承受我有的奋斗的意志
You succeed my mind of the struggle.
就是这样
Such is the manner.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
我有一个认识的人
A one that I know.
他有十二个孩子
He has 12 children.
还有好多个女儿
And many daughters.
所以当他六十岁的时候
，at the age of 60,
就把他的财产一半分给他所有的孩子。
So half of his property he gave to all the children.
我对你们讲过这个事情。
I've told you this, I think.
没有，
no?
他把50%分给他所有的孩子。
孩子
女儿都是。
Oh, for the 50% he gave all the children.
然后呢，这个把另外50%做他跟他太太年老的需用。
And that 50% to keep for himself and the wife when they get old.
我说为什么给他们一半，你自己两个老人要一半呢
？I said, how come you give half to the children and half you keep for these old people?
他说那是第一次嘛。
He said that's the first time.
我六十岁就分财产啦。
At the age of 60, you distribute the inheritance.
等到死才分，他们会拿刀相杀的。
Because after you die and then they give, they will kill among themselves.
他是很有钱的人。
He's rich.
他我六十岁分的时候呢
？You say at the age of 60 when I distribute the inheritance.
我可能还可以活十年、二十年嘛
？Maybe I can still live another 10 years or 20 years.
我就监督他们怎样用我分的钱。
Then I will check and see how they use my money.
那他们一定不敢随便，因为分了也大家才拿到不多嘛。
They will not squander because they receive only a portion.
十年以后
，10 years later，
我会一个一个叫回来。
I'll call them one by one.
你生意做得怎么样？
How is the business?
你的钱怎么用法
？How you use the money?
你的错误在哪里
？Where's your weakness?
我从头训练他们
，and I retrain them.
因为我还在世界上
，because I'm still alive.
他真的照那样做
，and he did according to what he said.
六十岁的时候
，so at the age of 60,
他把财产分给所有的孩子
，he distributed property half away to the children.
那我说你自己留这么多做什么
？Hey, how come you keep so much for yourself?
他说你要知道啊
，you must know actually.
老人把钱分完了，他们就不尊重你了。
Oh, when you distribute everything of single cent of it, the people will not honor you.
拿到你的钱，谢谢你，第二天就掰变了脸看你。
At the day when you receive the money, they'll say thank you, but the next day they'll change their faces.
所以你要跟你太太还有一些的财产，他才会笑脸尊重你一段时间。
You must keep some for yourself and your wife, then they will meet you with a smiling face.
今天讲的好好记了，以后老的照着去行啊。
So all these things you heard it, just record it, and you will do it when you're old.
七十岁的时候。
At the age of 70,
他发现孩子们本来都是一样的。
He find that the children actually all are the same.
等到过了一段时间
，after time，
有的变成矮矮胖胖，有的高高的。
Some are short and fat, some are slim and tall.
所以把他叫来
，call them.
你太过信任人了。
You have too much faith in others.
几次给人家骗走。
So many times you have been cheated.
你太过吝啬了。
You are so stingy.
所以你不敢用人，结果你的事业不会发展。
You dare not use people, that's why your this business never develop.
你赚了很多，但你太会花钱了。
You make a lot, but you squander.
所以他把他们叫来。
When he called them back.
一个一个从头训练。
One by one retrain them.
完了以后。
After that.
再把40%再分给他们。
Give them another 40%.
第二期的钱把10%分给孩子。
So the second distribution, 40% of what he has.
七十岁的时候。
At age of 70.
过五年以后。
5 years later.
他死了。
He died.
剩下10%给太太。
And that 10% give it to the wife.
他把这些秘密都告诉我。
He told me all the secrets.
他说呢。
He said.
你要为你太太留一些。
You must keep some for your wife.
让他在孩子身上还有威望。
So that he still have this say upon the children.
因为孩子病的时候他们已经有钱。你太太病的时候没有留下老本，连医药费都没有的。
Because if she would get old, she would get sick, she doesn't even have the money to pay the medical bill.
他自己75岁死了。
So he died at the age of 75.
他太太又再活着14年。
The wife lived another 14 years.
八十几岁才死。
And at age 80 plus, he died.
他还比他年轻的多。
And because he's younger than he.
我把这件事告诉你。
When I told you this,
是借助亚伯兰分财产的事情。
Is according to what Abraham distributed his properties.
告诉你做人要有智慧。
To tell you, you must have wisdom.
上帝应许的儿子。
The children God has promised.
亚伯兰把所有的都给他。
God gave all the property to him.
亚伯兰还有数子。
And he still have other children.
他把其他的财产再分给他们。
And he give other property to these people.
他说打发他们
走。And send them off.
因为这地是应许之地。
Because this is promised land.
以后这地不是你们的。
And this land will not belong to you.
这地是以撒的。
You belong to Isaac.
所以叫亚伯兰对以撒、对以斯玛利、对基图拉生的孩子都用智慧处理。
So Abraham was why and how you deal with Isaac, Ishmael, and other children from Keturah.
他是先解决以撒婚姻的事情。
He first solved the marriage of Isaac.
再解决他自己需要的问题。
And then solved the problem of his own need.
亚伯兰是所有信心之人。
And he is a father of with faith.
他做事做得非常漂亮。
And he did it very beautifully.
当他做完这些事以后。
So after he had done all these things.
175岁那一年。
At the age of 175 that year.
气绝而死。
He breathed his last breath.
就归到列祖那里去。
And he was gathered to his own people.
这个时候以撒跟以斯玛利两个孩子。
At that time, the two sons, Isaac and Ishmael,
来把他埋葬,
come and bury him.
在摩利橡树和人卖给他的那块地里面。
And also was married in that place where he bought.
他到死的时候,
at the time when he died,
还没有得着上帝所应许的。
He has not got a promised land by God.
他用信心仰望。
But with faith he looked up to God.
上帝的时间还没有到。
God's time has not come yet.
他不能说这是神给我的地。
He cannot say this is the land promised by God to me.
现在我要用这块地。
And I want to use this piece of land.
等上帝的时间没有到以前。
He wait before the God's time comes.
他是用400色克勒的银子从赫人那里拿了这块地来埋葬撒拉。现在他自己也可以埋葬在里。
He used 400 shekel to buy this piece of land from the landowner for Mamre.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
圣经所有的教训。
All the teaching of the Bible.
都是为以后的世代做人应当明白的智慧写下来。
It's actually recorded for the wisdom we need as we live on.
求主帮助我们。
God will help us.
给我们今天所领受的。
That today what we receive tonight.
可以帮助我们一生。
It'll help us for our life.
做一个有智慧。
Become a wise man.
有敬畏上帝。
A man that honor God.
有尽人责任。
A one who has done his duties.
所有的自救。
And all the consciousness we must have.
求主赐福给我们。
That God will bless us.
下个礼拜我们继续讲下去。
Next week as we continue.
信仰怎样在以撒、在雅各的身上慢慢就兑现出来。
That is how faith will now grow in Isaac and also in Jacob.
我很老实告诉你。
Truly I tell you.
我教会有几个家庭。
A few families in my church.
当他们听我讲到的时候。
After they heard my preaching,
很严谨地照着我给他们教训的原则去管教他的孩子。
Very strictly they follow what I instructed to teach our own children.
现在这几个家庭孩子都好得不得了。
Now all these families good with their children.
这证明神的话是有能力的。
Only but to prove that God's word has power.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
懂得以敬神爱人的心。
With the heart of godliness and also honoring people.
吸收圣经记载的圣人。的这个身份跟他们的智慧。
When they absorb all these figures and teaching and wisdom from the recording of the Bible.
我们这一生不是荒废神给我们的恩典。
So that for our life we're not squander the grace that come from God.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.